When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Now, Alex Brown.
Alex Brown, you see him number 96.
9-year NFL veteran.
This is how they win.
And Bear for Life.
Their defense does everything for them.
Joins Cap'n Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Good morning and welcome into the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show. Here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We're here weekday mornings at 7. We've got Shay and we've got Randy and we got you here until 10 o'clock. As we talk to you about the Bears of the National Football League, we turn now to our favorite Gator, SEC great, former St. Alex Brown with us here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Alex.
Former Saint.
Wow. Wow. I know my Monday was going so good until that comment right there.
What do you mean? That's just part of your resume. It's on there, isn't it?
It is, but 1 year, barely a year.
Oh, okay.
A year that I keep getting reminded of because of the beast mode run. Yeah, I have to forget it. It's fine.
It's fine. What's up, AB?
AB.
What's going on?
It was a bearless Sunday, but we want to ask you about something because it's been great. I told Cap earlier, you can have your, you know, you can have your reality shows. There's no better reality show on television than the National Football League, is it not?
Agreed. There's so much going on all the time, and you have no idea where it's going to turn next. Yeah, exactly. It's a reality show. Really good one, too.
Oh, no question. So it's so compelling. So I'll ask you this. From your big screen TV, who do you think is the best team in the NFL? Tell us why.
Oh, my gosh. The Eagles. I mean, it's just... I think it's the Philadelphia Eagles because there's just very little holes you can find on that football team. As long as they stay healthy, it's going to be hard to beat that team. I mean, they can play offensively. They can play with anyone. They can play in a shootout. They can play in a grind-it-out type of game. And then they have a running quarterback that picks up what's necessary, and he stays focused on the task at hand, right? Like, I think they all get along. And they all have fun. But as far as the quarterback, you see him. He is locked in, man. Jalen Hurts he's the real deal. Super mentally tough. They got a number one receiver. They got a receiver that they thought was number one, that he is being put in a really good position now. The kid they drafted out of Alabama last year. I think it's the Eagles defensively. They got more sacks than anybody. I know everybody talks about San Francisco, but this team gets after you. You know, it's just I think their secondary on with C.J. Gardner Johnson, he's tied for the lead in interceptions. Like, they just don't have any weaknesses, and that's why I think they're the best team in the NFL.
So, AB, let's talk about Justin. We had this discussion earlier today. It's how we started the show. If you had a draft pick and you had to pick a quarterback that's currently in the NFL, but you had to keep him as your starter for the next 7 to 10 years, so that knocks out Brady's not going to be playing at almost 53. Aaron, where would you put Justin? Because I have him in the top five, but I've also got Mahomes and Burrow ahead of him. So where would you put Justin? How high would you draft him?
Oh, man. Okay, so Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert.
Is Fields in that top five for you?
I'm thinking so.
There's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Hurts, Herbert, Lawrence, Tua, Lamar.
At the highest.
Deshaun.
Five, he's fighting fifth with Lamar for me. So he's fighting for that fifth spot with Lamar. Lamar might get it because Lamar has won an MVP. We're going on potential with Justin. We've seen Lamar.
So who are your five?
Do it.
Mahomes?
It would be Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow, not necessarily in this order, but Burrow, Josh Allen, and then fifth would be Lamar Jackson. He'd probably get the edge over Justin Fields right now. Because I've seen him do it.
You'd have Lamar over Jalen Hurts, who's going to be the MVP this year.
Well, yeah, Jalen Hurts. I mean, we're talking 1 year. I think you'd have to build a really good team around him. Remember, just a year ago, they were trying to get rid of Jalen Hurts.
That's true.
Now, They were trying to get rid of him. So you have to have a team built around him. The guys that we're talking about in that top five right now with Lamar, they make that team. They make the team, in my opinion. I think if you took Jalen Hurts out of there and put one of those top five guys in, I think that team would be as good, if not better.
All right. So when we take a look at organizations around the NFL, Alex, I mean, we see the teams that are perennial playoff teams. The Bears are not one of them just yet under this new regime. Which team or organization would you like the Bears to emulate or run their football business like? A team that you know that you say, boy, I like the way that they do their business.
I like winning. So, I mean, it's just, I think you have to look at, gosh, it's easy to say the Patriots or I love Pittsburgh and what they've done with Mike Tomlin and not having a losing season up to this point. But that's for longevity. So for longevity, for the next 15 years, let's try to do what Pittsburgh is doing. But I would go right back to the Eagles for our current team and what we've done or what they did in a year. You look at the pieces they added. So they have a core, and then you look at the pieces they added. They didn't add a bunch. They added a few guys. Hassan Riddick, one. He had double-digit sacks at Arizona, double-digit sacks at Carolina. This year he has double-digit sacks with the Eagles. Like somebody that can get after the quarterback. Okay, that's one. You go get C.J. Gardner-Johnson from the Saints. We're talking a playmaker. He's tied for the league lead in interceptions with six. And he has an attitude. Yeah, he brings a certain attitude to the team. And then it's A.J. Brown. So we're talking three players. You got a number one receiver, a playmaker in the back end on defense, and a playmaker up front for the defensive line, a guy that can get after the quarterback. To make this team not necessarily 11-1 or 10-1, but to be very competitive, I think you have to address those positions even where we're at right now. I'm not sure how our secondary is going to be, whether we're going to bring back. He's slipping my mind, man.
Are you talking for Eddie Jackson, or are you talking about
Eddie J? So Eddie J, I'm talking about Eddie J. So
okay.
I don't know how he's going to come back off of the injury. If he comes back, we have a playmaker back there in that position. We need a guy that can get after a quarterback up front. We got a lot of young guys that have shown flashes, but we need somebody that can get after the quarterback up front, and then we need a number one receiver on the other side. That's what we need. Obviously, we need an offensive line, but what we see guys in the NFL that are performing very well, and as long as they got that number one receiver. You look at Burrow. Burrow's been hit a lot this year. You look at Josh Allen. He's been hit a lot outside of his running. They get hit a lot. Their offensive lines aren't the best offensive lines, but they have that number one receiver that they can go to. And like, you really need that guy. I want an offensive line, too, because that helps you in both the running game and passing game. But you need that number one receiver. So for short term, I'd like for them to look at what the Eagles did. Long term, I'd love for us to, 15 years from now, look back and say, man, we really look like the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they were able to do since Mike Tomlin has been there. Now, they've been great for a long time, but I'm just speaking of the Mike Tomlin years.
You agree with that, Cap? Like, what would you rather have? The legacy of the Steelers, you know what's going on with them right now. It's a kind of a reset post-Ben, Roethlisberger as their quarterback, or the recent success of Roseman and the Eagles?
I got to see the Eagles win a Super Bowl that way. They've been retooled since they won it with Nick Foles in for an injured Carson Wentz. And then they lost, they got rid of the coach, and they overhauled. I'm looking at a team because we've got so much draft capital coming over the next couple of years. Like the Lions, A.B., they're rolling. Jared Goff, over his past five games, completed 70% of his passes, 1,311 passing yards, 8 TDs, 0 interceptions, 75 total QBR, and the Lions are a top-5 offense all year long. That is a team that's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
But, Cap, what you have to, like, and I know you know this, offense doesn't win championships. They win games. They don't win championships.
No, you got to have a defense.
One of the things that you talk about is going to talk about Detroit's defense. you look at that defense for the Eagles, and they play ball. They're right there in that same category. I know everybody talks about San Francisco, and they have a great defense over there. But that Eagles defense gets after you. But like every way possible, they get after you. Up front, it is hard to find holes in that secondary to throw the ball. It's very hard to run on, but people try to run because they don't want to throw it. So I love, from a football standpoint, a football fan standpoint, I love looking at and watching how hard the Detroit Lions play and their offense. You added Jameson Williams. You saw him, his first catch was a touchdown this past weekend. So you put another guy in there like that with that offense, yeah, they're going to be super explosive. But that means you just have to win ball games 41-45. Because their defense can't stop anybody.
You gave the small number first.
He went to Florida. Relax.
I did.
Broke up with a girl for doing that. The power was out. I was trying to get the Bulls Portland game. Hun, what's the score? 91-121. You're out. It's like, who's leading? I don't know.
Yep.
91-121. All right, you're done. You can't be my soulmate. That's how that worked, Alex Brown.
My man. I'll change.
big number first, for God's sakes. All right, man. We're glad you spent some time with us. I was going to ask you about Justin. Do you still feel strongly that Justin should not play for the rest of the season? This is what you said last couple weeks. What do you think today?
Right. Like, if Justin isn't healthy, I'm not putting him out there. Mm-hmm. Because there's no point. There's no point. I know he's my guy. I need him 100% going into next year because who knows? Now, yeah, I know we all have a timeline in our mind of what should happen, but sometimes it happens a year ahead of time. So 100% healthy Justin Fields going into next year, and we do what we hope we're going to do in free agency and the draft, and you add those pieces, you might have a shot at this division next year. I think we're going to be right there in the mix. I don't think anybody's going to be way, way out there that we can't compete with. So I want Justin Fields 100%. I wouldn't play him. But it would be because he's hurt, not because I just want to sit him. I have a reason to sit him now, so I don't have to, like, just sit him for the heck of it. No. I'm going to sit him because I want him 100%. He's not 100%. Can he still play? Sure. But the plays that I need to call to make this offense successful, he can't do at 100% right now because we're worried about that shoulder. So I'm not doing it. Nope, he would be sitting down.
AB, I'll see you on Sunday against the Eagles. It could get ugly, but we'll eat well.
Yeah, no, we will eat well. And can y'all bring a little sun up there? I hear it's cold up there.
All right, you don't have to just rub it in.
It's warmer here than Atlanta.
Okay, let's not do that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's 51 today. It feels great.
51? Like, it's supposed to be 73 today here.
Yeah, right.
Indoors.
That's Chicago. You can see all seasons in a week, you know?
You know what, that's it.
You can see all of them.
That's enough of you. That's good. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Go Gators.
You get out of here with that Go Gators, too.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Alex Brown with us here.
I love that guy.
Our favorite Gator and our favorite Saint with us here on ESPN 1000. Coming up next, Cap and I.
Favorite Saint.
I love hitting him with that because he knows that's funny. Coming up next, we will talk about what you did on your Bearless Sunday. What did you do on Sunday? Give us a call. 312-332-3776, our phone number. Some of you didn't watch football. What did you do? We'll ask you that question next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Go deep on your tailgate with Lou Malnati's. Whether you love basketball, football, hockey, celebrate Chicago sports with Lou Malnati's and ESPN Chicago. All Lou Malnati's locations are open and serving hungry fans through dine-in, curbside pickup, or no-contact delivery. Order Chicago's legendary deep dish online at loumalnati's.com through the app, or visit one of our Chicagoland locations. Try the new Lou's Deep Dish White Pizza with their family recipe, Louie Cream Sauce, Mushroom, Spinach Mix, and Red Onions. Lou's is here to serve you one deep dish at a time. Lou Malnati's, the passion runs deep.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Captain Jay Hood. Weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, still to come. In our next half hour, worst weekends. Oh, who had the worst weekends? We've got some selections for you. We'll put those selections out on Twitter, at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. We're with you till 10, and it'll be Mike Greenberg pitching about the Jets at 10, followed by Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, and at 8 o'clock, Cap. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight would be Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
That's right. From 8 to midnight.
Take that.
On Chicago's pop quiz.
On Chicago's home for sports. I just don't know sometimes if Cap's listening.
I always listen. Take that. I always am at home. Go, Alexa, play ESPN Chicago. ESPN Chicago from TuneIn.
And it's everywhere now. Thank you for doing that all over the city.
That's it.
You've done that now. Now you've switched people's Alexa. So Cap, you know, yesterday, and you and I have this in common. We've both noticed this, right? You're trying to get to a friend's house. You're trying to get to your house. You're making some last-second shopping things. Hey, big game's on. Whatever it is, big game's on. Let me go over here to Whole Foods. Let me go over here to the Jewels. Let me get myself a six-pack, you know, a case, whatever. And you see someone just kind of walking along, and you're saying, well, wait a minute now. How come this person isn't rushing to watch the game? He's pushing a stroller, or he's reading a book, especially in Hyde Park, sitting under a tree reading a book. Like, the game's on. What are you doing sitting there?
Are you normal?
It doesn't make sense, right, when the big game's on. I wonder, on a bearless Sunday, were the guys or the people that are into football able to watch football? Because
why wouldn't they be?
Well, listen, there's sometimes where, you know, maybe the significant other, their partner knows when the Bears aren't playing. Look, you know, the partner usually wants to be able to go shopping, you know, wine and cheese tasting, whatever it is, right, to do something else on Sundays, mm-hmm. visit family. And all we want to do is just sit there for 7 hours and get locked in on the game before the Sunday night game.
Yes.
Then it's another 10 or 11 hours.
Correct.
I just want to watch football. I wonder, does some get away with, hey, you know, football's on, but there's no Bears? Or were they summoned to do chores and duties? That is a thing, you know.
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, you're saying that no one goes through that, Cap? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying others don't. I'm saying I wouldn't for me personally. My wife is amazing, mm-hmm. awesome. She knows Sundays I'm going to be locked in if I'm not at work doing the pre and post.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks I'll be done doing that anyway.
I didn't notice. What was happening with that? Is that news?
Yeah, I'm leaving NBC Sports Chicago.
You are?
Yes.
No bleep.
30th, my last day.
Tell me more.
First I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, tell me more.
You know what?
You retiring?
No.
Oh.
I'm just leaving there.
Hmm. Other opportunities.
I have no idea. I'm going to have a lot of free time in the afternoons after I get done with you.
Mm.
So, anyway, I watch football on Sunday. I watch whatever. Tonight I'll have on Monday Night Football and whatever NBA or NHL games are on.
Yes.
My wife will sit there and watch with me, and she'll have her iPad or computer going, doing whatever it is she's doing, mm-hmm. work or shopping or whatever. We went out. I told you this story. We went out with this one couple that she knew. And I said to the guy, you can watch the game tomorrow? It should be a really good one. He goes, probably not. I'm like, what do you mean? She doesn't like me watching football on Sundays. I'm like,
pardon me.
Excuse me?
Pardon me.
What do you mean?
Pardon me.
Hun, Cap says the game's going to be really good. Can I watch the game?
Can I?
No. And I'm like,
can
I? Wait a minute. Okay, we're never going out with you again because you took your balls and put them in her purse,
uh-huh.
and that's just embarrassing.
Shay, that is a thing, though, right? Because, again, football is football, and for some, you get it past your partner, just like, hey, I got to get locked down in this football, even if the Bears don't play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, like in my situation, if this weren't my job, if this wasn't what I did for a living and I had to watch the games, when the Patriots are on their bye week, I would not be watching football. I'd be doing something else with my wife so that we can enjoy a Sunday together. I think most people deal with that. Or like, hey, honey, the Bears aren't playing this weekend. How about some things around the house that I have to get done? Go hang those shelves I've been asking you to hang for 3 months. Can you dust the office, please? Hey, can you finally clean out your closet? Let's go through some of your old clothes. All of that stuff the bye week is perfect for. So that's what I want to do. Did Red Zone watch and get interrupted by the honey-do list?
That's a good question. Let's put that, Randy, put that on the Twitter, at ESPN1000, to find out whether that the honey-do list got in the way of you being able to enjoy football. Now, I will tell you, at my home, because the NBC Sports Chicago programmer happens to sleep with me, she understands the importance of NFL Sunday.
Correct.
She understands it. But here's the thing, though. Whatever chores or whatever stuff I'm supposed to do, I get it done before noon, Cap. Trash, whatever it is.
Right.
It gets done beforehand. Like, but then after that, it's cleared out after 12 o'clock. I'll, you know, get lunch, do whatever I got to do. All the stuff I didn't do on Saturday is done on Sunday. And then after 12 o'clock, it's a no-touch rule. I'm watching the NFL. Simple as that.
Yes. Now, again, I've had friends of mine go, yeah, tough guy. You do this for a living. You have to watch.
Yeah.
If I was an accountant, I would still do that.
No, because it's reality television, Cap. That's why it's reality television. Here's why it's reality television. Let me accentuate the point more so. You turn on a game and you see Brock Purdy, like Mr. Irrelevant, out there as a quarterback, correct?
Yes. And I thought he played his ass off.
Well, just but the idea that Brock Purdy's out there and is a huge underdog against the greatest of all time in Tom Brady. That with Tom Brady, that's what a 45-year-old quarterback is supposed to look like, Cap. That's what it's supposed to look like. To the end, you can't find receivers, it doesn't work. That's what it's supposed to look like. And you see Purdy out of nowhere being able to have the game of his life against the all-time greatest.
And it was cool to see his dad's crying and he's talking after the game. My brother's new favorite athlete all of a sudden.
Of course.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, of course.
He loves him.
It's a great story.
It's a really cool story. And it leads me to the question I asked you at the break. I asked you off the air, but I'll ask it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have like Nathan Peterman or prior to that, Tyler Bray, guys who cannot play, period. We know that, knew that. So why are they here? And a team like the 49ers who traded three number ones, flip their pick, and two more to go up and get Trey Lance. They have Jimmy Garoppolo on a monster contract, and guess what they do? They draft Brock Purdy late in the draft. Why don't we ever do that? Have a developmental quarterback, and if he doesn't work, take another one the next year. Why don't we do that?
Because the Bears over the years don't covet the idea of drafting a quarterback every year like Ron Wolf did.
Because the Bears are stupid.
Okay, that's one way to put it. I would say that but the way I'd put it is that they did not go with the philosophy of Ron Wolf and try to develop a quarterback every year.
But Ryan Pace, did he not at his first press conference, I value the quarterback position and we're going to take one if we can every year? Never did. He took Mitch.
Right.
Did he ever draft another quarterback? I don't think he did.
The quarterback was not best on the board, apparently, for every draft.
I mean, you're telling me Arlington Hambright or who? Lacavius Simmons, mm-hmm. who never panned out.
Right.
We couldn't take a quarterback one time and get him in the pipeline?
No.
Brock Purdy looks pretty good.
Yes, he does. And a great story from the NFL yesterday. All right, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute, and then we're going to get to worst weekends. Who had the worst weekends in sports? We will give you that answer coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse.
or maybe a dose of instant karma.
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball, and who knows what's going on inside that helmet.
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch our show on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going every morning on this show and throughout the day here on Chicago's Home for Sports. You know, we should also have be in the works weekend. They probably won't qualify for the top four. Titans. What is that? What the hell's going on
they
there?
They are so banged up and they looked lousy, and the Jags are a rising team. Again, they're not going to the playoffs and making a run to a Super Bowl. I'm not telling you they are. They have some talent there, and they're going to continue to add, and they're going to have a high draft pick. Jags are on the road.
Yeah.
I hope we can get to where the Jags are in terms of having some real quality players. Who'd they take out of Georgia last year? Number one, the defensive end. Linebacker, defensive end.
I don't remember. Was it Shea?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I have my worst weekends in front of me.
Wow.
I wasn't ready.
Johnny Football, can't remember who the number one pick was last year.
Trayvon Walker. Sorry.
Trayvon Walker, the Sam linebacker.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good player. Trevor Lawrence. They signed Christian Kirk. They got some talent. They have to continue to add on.
Here's Shea Norling with Worst Weekend. Shea?
You're right. The Titans won't make the top four, but they are an honorable mention because when A.J. Brown dances on you three times in the end zone and then you fire your GM after you traded him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a tough weekend. That was last weekend, but what does make the top four? Tom Brady.
Oh.
You didn't just lose to a rookie the first time in his career. Takes his mark from 7-0 against rookie quarterbacks to 7-1 against rookie quarterbacks. You didn't just throw two interceptions in your hometown, two of the worst interceptions of your career. You didn't just get shut out through basically three quarters and have one of the worst offensive performances we've ever seen from you. You did it in front of 100 of your friends and family because you bought them all tickets.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Could you imagine that? But you know what? That's what it's supposed to look like, Cap. When you're toward the twilight of your career,
correct,
the autumn of your career.
And you're on a team that's banged up and doesn't have as much talent as you're used to.
All those tickets. Come see me play. This is where I want to play anyway. Oops. Horrible.
Horrible.
But you know what, Shay? Obviously, I grade with a curve because he's the best I've ever seen. But I know that whatever he's done over the last, say even the last 4 or 5 years, Cap, it's not sustainable based on his age and the team around him. There's the rumor and innuendo whether or not he really wants to play for Tampa. He'd rather play in San Francisco or someplace else. Bottom line is he's with Tampa now, and it's not working. This is what it's supposed to look like, though. Like, I can't hammer Brady for being awful because look at the age. It's supposed to look like this.
Okay, he's
supposed to look like it's supposed to look like Vinny Testaverde, isn't he?
Correct. Now, he is a free agent after this year.
Bears.
No shot.
He has said he's going to keep all of his options open, and people close to him have said playing is a strong possibility.
Fair.
Okay, so where does he go play? Because he's not staying there.
Oh, that's interesting.
San Francisco probably is the likeliest.
Door's still open to San Francisco, right? And this would be a one-off. What do you want to do as a team? Do you think that a 46, 47-year-old Tom Brady can be able to go through that door one more time? I would say no.
If Tua looks like this a couple more weeks, does Stephen Ross just say, hey, why don't we bring Brady in for a one-off?
Oh.
We got all these pieces in place.
What am I, Kenny Williams? I'm not trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, I don't see him going to Miami. Who's a team that goes, boy, like, does he go to Minnesota? It's indoors.
They're on the hook for another year with Cousins, aren't they?
They tried that with Brett Favre. Just
didn't work.
Just go home, man. Go be home with your family.
What's the next stop? Home.
His family is fractured.
Right, go fix it.
It's not getting fixed. They're done. They've already signed the papers. He's not getting that thing put back together.
Okay, then spend time with your girlfriend, who you're taking care of once a week, I'm sure.
He wants to play.
That's fine.
Here you go, Cap. Here, let's fuel your fire a little bit. I'm going to pump you up, get you a little aroused. What if... If you're the Lions, and you got to stare down the barrel of $300 million to Jared Goff or one year of Tom Brady...
Oh, boy.
You're not a Brady away from winning the Super Bowl.
You're the Lions? The roster's perfect.
But it's Brady. Yeah. I don't know what you guys are watching. I don't know what you're watching.
They have one of the best offensive lines in football.
Yeah.
The defense is getting better. They have three extremely talented pass catchers.
Well, again,
a three-headed monster in the backfield.
Once again, you're not listening. I'm saying that it's Brady. I'm not casting any aspersions on the team on their rise. I'm talking about Brady.
Yeah.
Is the clock in his head the same as it was 5 years ago?
Yeah, I think he stinks. No. You're right on
and
that.
And it sounds...
No, I'm saying this year he's just not as good.
I agree. I'm actually agreeing with you. I do think he stinks.
It sounds like they are going to get a deal done to keep Jared. They like Jared Goff. Man. In the room. They like him as a player.
Who?
The Lions.
What quarterback?
Jared Goff.
Man.
They sound like they're all in there.
You sure that's not fool's gold? On a roll now, for sure. I'm just asking, like, is this what we're going to see now? Is this the top level Goff that is going to be sustainable?
I can't answer that. I can just tell you his numbers this year are really good.
Oh, I see it. I have it in front of me. It's on my yellow pad.
And if you add two more top 15 picks, one in the top 10, look out.
At some point, a lot of doors will close on Tom Brady. It happens to all of them, Cap.
Like, does
sorry.
Like Arizona paid Kyler Murray. That's not a landing spot for
sorry. Again, no room in the inn.
Okay, home. Let me ask you a question. If Dallas struggles in the first round of the playoffs, does Jerry Jones go come in for a year?
Dallas!
No, they owe Dak too much.
What if Brady says he's only playing for 15 this year? That's nothing.
Cap.
They can't tag him.
At some point, you got to let it go. See, this is the same conversation.
Seattle?
Seattle, for God's sakes.
I don't know.
You got to let it go, man.
Okay.
This is the same conversation we had years ago with Brett Favre. How about another spot? Jets, maybe? Vikings, maybe? Home, maybe? Goodbye.
All right, next.
Worst weekends, Brady. That's one choice.
That's one choice. Here's choice number two. I don't have a name or anything on this idiot. I just found this video this morning, and it's absolutely unbelievable. This guy, driving on a freeway, sees a cop in front of him speeding and tailgating somebody. So this guy decides he's going to pull up next to the cop, pass him, flip him off, and then he ends up getting pulled over. Listen to this interaction.
Can I just ask you why you're riding their butt like that and speeding, man?
I'm running his license plate because everybody else is speeding. Why are you speeding?
I was only going 60.
Speed limit's 40.
50.
The signs.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Do all right.
A favor. Oh, give me the weed, too.
No, I have a...
Oh, yeah.
I have a marijuana card.
Step out.
I have a card.
Step out.
All right. Stop, man.
You want to run your mouth? No problem. You came to the right guy. Step out.
All right. Stop.
Who the you think you are worried about what I'm doing? Everyone's got something to say. Is it in the original dispensary container?
No.
Then you're how's that sound? Mind your own business next time. Yeah, it's called shut the up. Why am I speeding? I'm doing my job. Connecticut General Statute 14-298 allows law enforcement officers to disregard the traffic laws in the performance of their duties. How the f*** am I going to catch a speeder if I'm not speeding? You late for your job at NASA with physics?
Holy bleep. Police officer went 0 to 100.
Now, and again, if he crossed the line, that's a different argument. Why would you speed up watching a cop doing his job, cut the cop off, and flip him off?
You know why?
And not expect to get pulled over?
You know why he did that? Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest! You're not doing your job, sir! Citizens arrest! Just like Andy and Mayberry. Remember that?
Yep.
Citizens arrest. What are you doing, pal? That guy's doing his job. The officer's doing his job. What are you cutting him off for? Who are
right.
you? Oh, by the way, you got weed? Let's take a look at what you got going on here, pal.
Is that weed in the original container from the dispensary? No. Well, then you're
effed.
You're effed.
How about that?
Don't
worry about what I'm doing.
So you're driving down the road. You got a bunch of weed there. You flip the cop off. You're speeding 60 to 40, and you cut him off. And you're surprised you got pulled over. Dumbass.
So it's definitely the citizen in that spot, right?
That guy's having a tough week.
But that officer, though, I mean, he hit the gas hard on that guy.
He was
lost
mad.
His head a little bit.
He was mad.
You think the cop will be reprimanded, or does he have a right to be mad at that citizen?
Probably was a little extreme, but he's in the right.
I think he's in the right. but I don't think you got to, like, scream at the guy.
I see Shea being the cop in that spot.
Pretty good.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
I see Shea just going 0 to 100 on that guy. It's like, what are you doing, pal?
Pretty funny.
What are you doing?
Wow.
Shay.
All right, Elon Musk was brought out at an event he was at with Dave Chappelle last night. Chappelle introduced him to the crowd. Elon Musk was booed by the crowd for 10 minutes. Now, the audio I tried to get, it's terrible. The reason why it's terrible is because any good videos Elon Musk is removing from Twitter. He doesn't want anybody to see him getting booed off stage in an event last night. And then tweeted this morning something about needing to destroy the woke mind virus.
Yeah, I don't think that that was the reason why people booed you. It's not because people are, quote unquote, woke or aware of you being a clown. I don't think that that's the reason. I think that you have become very unpopular in a lot of different circles. He tries to make it political. It's not political. It's not.
Agreed.
The disenchantment with him is not about politics.
Correct.
But of course, when someone doesn't like you, you go right to that. The woke mob. I mean, people with information about you. You just want to talk to the stupid and the ignorant. All right,
correct.
Cool.
Correct. So he's going to strip all that stuff off Twitter, but he's upset that the New York Post stuff was censored. You're doing the exact same thing. Hey, man, it's the news. It is what it is.
Hey, you know what, Cap? It's his platform. He can do whatever he'd want with it. But just so you know, by doing that, he's completely exposed.
Correct.
You're all about it's funny about free speech. Free speech is good for everybody until you disagree with it.
Correct. Correct. What do you mean you're going to let that person speak? Free speech.
Stupid. This world.
It's bad.
We have one more we're going to get to, and then we also have the Cap and J Hood cut of the day. All part of the mix on Cap and J Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're immersed in worst weekends. We got three, Shay. We got to get one more.
Yeah, we have Tom Brady losing to Brock Purdy in front of 100 of his friends and family. That is not an exaggeration. He literally bought 100 tickets. We have a guy who was stopped by a cop for being an idiot and yelled at incredibly. Elon Musk getting booed off stage. And then the final candidate of worst weekends has a little production of his own.
This is the Cap and J Hood Mitch Update.
All right, here we go. Take your shots. I was in Mitchell Trubisky's corner, but here's the truth. He had the job. All he had to do was play better. He didn't. And now we got to all get behind Nick Foles.
Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky.
Maserati Mitch is headed to Steeltown. Mitchell Trubisky, baby.
Let's bitch on Twitch about Mitch on the Cap and Jay Hood Show on ESPN Chicago.
Shay?
Entered the game after Kenny Pickett was hurt by Roquan Smith. Threw not one, not two, but three interceptions. One of them to Roquan Smith for a little bear-on-bear crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. I had a friend of mine who's a Ravens fan text me during the game. He said, since Huntley got hurt and it was down to Anthony Brown, he goes, why don't we just knee it out and let Mitch keep throwing picks? One of these is going to the house.
Knee it out. Knee it out. Okay, Cap. 22 for 30, good for 276 yards. Good.
Yeah, very good.
One touchdown, good. Three interceptions, bad.
Bad. Were any of them tipped or just all bad throws?
Oh, they were all horrible throws. Did you see any of them?
Yeah, I saw them.
I didn't.
The first to Roquan was a terrible decision. The second to, I think, Patrick Queen was a terrible decision. And then the third, I don't know which corner got it, down the left sideline.
Yeah.
One of the worst throws you'll see all year.
And the bread and butter of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the inability to run the football is just amazing.
He led them to two touchdown drives. One, Najee Harris ran it in. I didn't see that either. I just read about it.
Yeah.
The only thing I saw was just now over your shoulder, they showed the throw to Freiermuth late.
Yeah, this is done for Mitch. Too bad.
It's over.
He's been broken by the Bears.
He will be the Chase Daniel of his time. He'll make a ton of money, and he will always be a career backup.
And a talk show host here at ESPN Chicago.
Correct.
Well, maybe not. Randy, what do you think? Mitch?
I'm not sure he's going to be as long career as Chase Daniel. I mean, if he keeps this up.
That's true. At least Daniel in a pinch could help you out a little bit in short bursts.
Very little.
But, I mean, Mitch? And he's rolling out of the pocket, running for his life, too. It's just like, okay, we know you got wheels. Let's go.
Hoodie, right? Can I have a quick minute to talk about the Badgers' overtime win last night over Iowa?
We turn now to the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by...
That'd be Chicago Cut Steakhouse. I had dinner there on Friday. Amazing.
Can I have a minute? Here we go.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Badgers.
Oh!
Whatever.
Who?
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
We're standing here side by side every morning. You see my every move.
No, you got up while I was reading a spot, and you went behind me, and you're very good.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Well. Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Thank you for the compliment. Again, it is the Cut of the Day, brought to you by...
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom. Matt Moore cooked up the city's best dining experience. And by the way, the other night, I looked over. I was there, my wife and I, and Coach Wonstedt and his wife. Guess who was sitting in the corner? The goalie coach of the U.S. soccer team. He landed from Qatar, came right to the restaurant. That was kind of cool.
Who was that? Tim Howard, was it?
I don't know his name.
Why do you tell the story, don't know the man's name?
I didn't bother him. He was with his wife. Okay. He hadn't seen her.
Okay, did someone point? Someone had to point him out to you.
Mom did.
Was the head coach here as well? What's his name?
Greg Berhalter?
I thought I saw him at the Bulls game on Saturday night.
That's certainly possible.
That was Nagy.
Was it Nagy?
Same quality of coach.
Oh, man. A zinger on the way out. How about that?
How about that?
We thank you for listening and being part of the program.
So the Badgers are up 8 with under a minute left.
Oh, stop. No one cares, Merck.
Fade them out, Jay.
No one cares.
Badgers fans care. We thank you for listening and being part of the program. That's debatable.
2-0 in the Big Ten.
That's debatable. We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to those at Twitch, those that call and got a chance to listen. How about we do this tomorrow at 7?
Let's do it. And so will Northwestern. They'll beat Wisconsin, too.
For Shay and Randy, for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.